today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that is freetalklive.com. Back to your calls. Still to come, though, we got to tell you about what happened to the Ron Paul activists this past week in the St. Paul area, I guess around the Republican National Convention. Apparently they were confronted by the Secret Service. We'll tell you what that's all about here in a bit. But first, your calls. Puke is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Puke, on the amp line.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to change my name to Max Power. I got it off of a blender. Where's your rim shot there?
Oh, I didn't have it ready. Sorry.
But the whole name thing, it's kind of interesting. You know, Mark's jabbing you there. But, you know, what's in a name? When you first came up with this thing on the forums, Ian, I was thinking, you know, you're not even, most people aren't even born when somebody else gives them their name. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't even really have anything to do with the person himself. I mean, of course, the family, it sort of has some meaning because it's from your family.
Yeah.
But, you know, like myself, I have, obviously, Duke is not my actual, you know, birth name.
Correct.
But I chose it for myself because I thought it was original and humorous, and I just, you know, I use it around.
It is original. There are no other
no
pukes.
No one else uses it.
Right.
No.
There is no other puke, at least here in the Keene area of New Hampshire.
Right. Not that I know of, but, you know, so, I mean, I find it interesting, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but you always hear, like, Native Americans, how, like, they, you know, they'll do a trial or something like that, and then, you know, they get their name, like, you know, Dances with Wolves or something in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why don't, I wonder why, like, the English or European-descended people don't do that. I find that interesting. You know, why don't
it's
you choose
you know,
a name
it's more familial,
yourself
you know,
once you become of age?
Familial and different traditions for different cultures and things like that.
I think that in choosing one's own name, like Ian is skirting the line here of just picking something gay. You know, the,
what?
Well, you can. Like,
what are you getting at?
If I came back tomorrow and said my name is the Dark Revenger, everybody must refer to me as His Highness the Dark Revenger.
Okay.
I know there's one guy that called himself Manwich for several years. So
I have very good reasons, okay? The fact is, I was selling radio in a relatively small marketplace. I didn't want my clients listening to my political opinions and the bawdy humor that was going on in the show mm-hmm. at that time. And in any way, you know, if it affecting my sales or anything like that. Plus the fact that hell, I had a felony conviction I was trying to, you know, keep people from poking around into.
Any
well,
other
okay, I'll accept that. But, you know, I do find it interesting, though, that I don't know how much credence I'd give to the whole, you know, the capital letters thing and the government owning
yeah.
you. But, I mean, it is very interesting when you sit down and think about it, how, you know, you have to go ask permission from them to change it. And I don't know how much of that is just so that, you know, because the government controls everything, other people won't say, that's not your real name. And you can say, yes, it is. I've had it changed through the government. But, you know, why do you have to ask permission from them? Why can't there be,
yeah.
say, a
right.
business that approves, yes, this is this guy's name now?
Well, that's exactly. It's a good question.
Consistency, that's the reason. People
well,
want to know with whom they're dealing. And if you could change your name all the time, you know, then the crooks would. And that's kind
but
of
then
the,
they won't have the reputation. They won't have reputation. And if you don't know who you're dealing with, then you should treat people accordingly. Yeah, I'm with you there, Puke, because if you are a sovereign individual and if the people really did create the government, then you don't need to ask the government's permission in order to change your name. So essentially you are I'm changing my go by name, my standard name. I don't know what to officially call it. But then there's the legal name that the government has assigned to you, and you have to beg for their permission in order to change that. I see no reason to do that. I don't like to ask bureaucrats for permission. The bank account's already in my old name. The bills are in my old name. So there's no point in going through all that. I can still utilize the government legal name as I would like to utilize it. But as far as how I refer to myself, how I think of myself, and how I, you know, would prefer to be referred to, Ian Freeman would be the way to go on that. And I'm glad you brought up the whole corporate person sort of conspiracy theory, I guess. It's
yeah,
fascinating.
Well,
yes.
in a way, it's similar to the government assigns you a number as well, mm-hmm. you know, with your Social Security before you're, you know, or at least hours after you're born sometimes. And it feels sort of the same way when you think about it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of
someone has assigned something to you that is stuck with you your entire life.
I've posted some information about this whole idea over on the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com about this corporate person concept. And I don't know if it's true. I have no idea. But I find it fascinating, and we are going to have some people here in the Keene area and maybe elsewhere in New Hampshire that are going to be experimenting with this idea and testing it out to see how valid it is. It may be just total hokum, but if it does have some level of truth to it, allow me to explain for those that are new to the idea. And the basic concept is people, you've got the creator, if you believe in a god or whatever, the universe, whatever it is that, you know, created man, and then there's man, and then man created government. I mean, no one can deny that man created government, right? Whether or not you believe in a god or all that, nobody can deny that man created government. Governments obviously didn't come first. So government is subservient to sovereign man. And so, therefore, governments, since they're a creation, since they're a thing, since they're a fiction, governments cannot interact with the men that created it. It's just it's subservient to those men, and so it essentially created its own subset of things, which are essentially corporations. And the people that proffer this theory will suggest that you can identify when the government's referring to the corporate person because they refer to it in all capital letters, as you might see on for instance, a birth certificate or driver's license or many, many, many legal documents out there. And that's supposed to be a subtle indicator that instead of actually referring to you, the flesh and blood human being, they're actually referring to a thing, a concept, a corporate person that was designed to be something that the government could interact with. And essentially what they claim is that people, by their default, don't know that there is this corporate person. And so when a judge says, are you so-and-so, or a cop says, are you so-and-so, and you say, yeah, I'm so-and-so, then that's you basically accepting that corporate personage for yourself and sort of joining yourself to it, basically. And so when they're taking action against you at that point, it feels like it's against you, and it certainly is. You're the one that's going to the prison cell. But in point of fact, they are only doing it because you identified yourself with this corporate fantasy entity that doesn't really exist. I hope that makes some level of sense.
Yeah, well, you've explained it properly. I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, it is sort of hard to wrap your mind around. I mean, and then there is also the factor that there's no real way to prove whether this is the case or not.
Well, they'll never admit to it. Right. So, like, you could never get the government people to admit to it, but we will have ways of testing it. I don't know if it'll be any sort of proof, but, for instance, if you go to a courtroom and they call your name out or they call the corporate name out, and you stand up and you say something like, I'm here on that matter, and then they ask you, are you so-and-so? And then you ask them, then you come back and you bat them back a question, something to the effect of, are you asking me, are you trying to contract with me or something like that? And we're sort of, basically the suggestion is that whenever government is doing something, what seems to be to you, whether they're ticketing you or they're demanding your appearance or they're doing whatever it is, that they're essentially making an offer to you. Even though it may sound mandatory, it's in fact an offer. And you, as a sovereign person, individual, have the right to refuse their offer. And so that's kind of the basic idea there. When the judge asks if you're so-and-so, you never admit to being so-and-so. You separate yourself from that corporate identity and sort of deal with it at that point and ask a bunch of questions they don't want you to ask and things like that. So we'll be experimenting in this area to see if there is any validity to it. And I don't think anybody should be fooled for a moment. This does not mean you're going to avoid getting arrested. It doesn't mean you're going to avoid having problems with the government. It's not I don't think it's any sort of magic formula or anything
right.
like that. I don't
sort of like an interesting experiment.
Yeah. I don't expect anything wondrous to occur here, but it's an intriguing realm. And again, it does have to do. And I thank you, Pete, for the call and the discussion. It does have to do with the idea that people would say, well, that's silly, Ian. I mean, it's capital letters. It's just the way things used to be done when they had old typewriters or whatever. And there may be some validity to that claim, but at the same time, we are dealing with the world of law. We're talking about legalese. It's a different language, and everything in the legal land is very, very specific, and it's done for a reason. Free Talk Live.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit, so I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is complete undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and all the features include the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com, and see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, just to continue discussing this whole corporate person idea briefly, because somebody in the chat room, Vampire Zim, suggesting that it's crazy talk. That
sounds like crazy talk.
Well, you know, it does kind of sound a little bit crazy, and as I say, I don't know if it's true or not, but when you look at what the government does and how it operates, you know, it may be true. I mean, wouldn't it be crazy if it was true? If it actually turns out that these claims that the government actually acts on people who associate themselves with these corporate entities that are essentially the same name as theirs but all in capital letters like you see on your driver's license, if that's what the government's intending to interact with, and you can separate yourself from that and say, well, look, I'm not that person. I'm a sovereign individual. I'm a human being or whatever. I'm not that person. And if you could actually successfully separate yourself and have them essentially have no effect on you anymore, then it'd be pretty crazy that was actually true.
It would really be nuts.
But look at like what Sam in Texas has experienced down there in his travails in legal land, the court system, where he has been propositioned over and over again by the government. He has had paperwork shoved in front of him. They have tried over and over again to get him to sign off on a trial. Sam got picked up, got a ticket for speeding, and he decided to go to court with a video camera and challenge the system and ask a bunch of questions they didn't want to hear. And you can go to obscuretruth.com to see his excellent documentary, The Court of Public Relations, which shows some of the things that happened to him. But he pointed out in his trial that according to their own rules, the government's own rules, that the person who is there to allegedly put in a plea in a hearing or an arraignment has to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings against him in order to successfully plea. And again, this is about this sort of the world where the government tells you certain things. It says, well, you can plead not guilty, or you can plead no contest, or you can plead guilty. But they don't tell you other things that are true. Just because the government says you can do A, B, or C doesn't mean that D, E, and F aren't exist,
available.
Right? So, of course the government doesn't want to tell you about the other options. Of course the government doesn't want to tell you about how you have a right to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings and all these other things. So, what other things are they hiding? Well, as Sam continued to try to find out what the nature and cause of the proceedings were, the judge just decided to derail all that and, you know, railroad Sam into a trial. And so the judge said, well, I'm going to put in a plea for not guilty, and we'll schedule your trial for this. And Sam points out, look, it's not my trial. You're the one demanding it. It's your trial. And they came up to him with paperwork. They tried to get him to sign the paper. First, they wanted him to stand in line and wait to go and get the paperwork from the window of the clerk of court.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do that. And so they actually later then brought the paperwork out to him. So standing in line obviously was not a requirement. They brought the paperwork out to him and asked or demanded that he sign it, and he didn't sign it. And then they tried giving him paperwork the next time he came there, and he didn't sign it. And they had to keep rescheduling the hearing, so they kept doing it over and over again. So Sam's approach didn't defeat them. They kept coming at him, but they kept coming at him looking for his consent at some level.
Well, yeah, at some level, that doesn't mean that the government's dealing, only dealing with you as a corporate entity and not dealing with you as a real live individual. Just because there's consent involved doesn't mean that the rest of that hokum is true.
Well, now, hold on a second. What we're talking about is the idea that they want you to consent to their governance. And they are allowed to control the things they create, right? So if the government creates a corporation, the government can abolish the corporation. The government can do whatever it wants. We're talking about all corporations here. We're talking about the corporation of Walmart, or the corporation known as your name, or whatever. It's a government-created entity, so it has dominion over it. But it doesn't have dominion over you beyond the men with guns that are willing to hurt you. And so the whole idea is to put them in a position where they would have to show their true colors and have to show their violent side in order to put you in a jail cell for doing things they don't want you to do. And of course, if that's something you don't want to happen, then you shouldn't go down this road. If you don't want to possibly spend a few nights in jail over this, the whole freedom issue, yourself being a free man or woman, then don't go down this road. Don't go down and experiment with this stuff, because there is no guarantee. There's no guarantee you're going to remain free, because these are violent men and women, and they are willing to enact violence on you, and they are willing to put you in a jail cell. But if we don't have people that are willing to take those risks and take those chances, we're never really going to find out what the truth is. So luckily, we do have people like that are willing to do it, and I hope this discussion has been somewhat enlightening as to what the whole idea is, because it seems very complicated on its front. But the basic idea is the government created these corporate entities to interact with. You create joinder with them, usually completely not knowing you're doing it, by saying, yeah, I'm so-and-so. And so the government then acts on you as the agent for the corporate entity. Fascinating stuff. We continue here as we talk to Randy in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Randy.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Randy?
Well, this topic that you're talking about, I've been a political scientist now for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I've studied a lot of this very issue from a guy called, who's no longer with us, by the way, but his name is Clyde Edward Powell. And he was very profound in this issue. And let me read, if I could, let me just read you a short paragraph out of my Missouri State Constitution.
Sure.
Okay, this is in the Bill of Rights. Okay, that all constitutional government is intended to promote the general welfare of the people, that all persons have a natural right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and the enjoyment of the gains of their own industry. That right there is telling you that every dime you make should be yours, and the government should leave it alone.
I would agree.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. That all persons are created equal and are entitled to equal rights and opportunity under the law. That to give security to these things is the principal office of government, and that when government does not confer this security, it fails in its chief design. That's right out of the Missouri State Constitution. That's telling you right there that government has no power over you, that their prime purpose is only to secure your liberty for you.
That you have to give them power over you, right? So if government has
power... No, you don't have to relinquish any power.
I'm going
to
say you
government.
Have to, but if you may consent to allow them to rule over you.
Oh, you can, but why would you?
Well, a lot of people do it because they believe they have to, right?
Well, they do because we've been dumbed down not to know what the law really is.
Exactly.
That's why I'm more suggesting.
Hang on a second. We'll bring it back here. 800-259-9231. I didn't know if he was building up to something. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It does seem to be about consent at some level, but then at another level, there are men with guns standing around that are willing to hurt you. So there's a lot of experimentation to go here. It's uncharted territory. Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to your calls, Randy is on the line in Missouri. Randy, do you have any other thoughts for us tonight? I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them out.
Yeah, I do. You're right. When you go to court, which I choose not to, you have that right not to, because those courts are actually not your court.
Now, when you say you choose
not to... They're like a military or, at best, admiralty courts.
Before you go on, Randy, when you say you choose not to, presuming they've given you a speeding ticket or something like
exactly.
that, they're going to expect you to show up. Do you send them something in advance that essentially sort of diffuses the entire situation?
Well, you diffuse it right there on the spot by saying you wish not to contract with them at that point.
You mean the police officer?
Yes.
How has that worked out for you?
Well, pretty good. Now, here's the thing. You're a private citizen, is that correct?
I don't know what that means.
Well, if you read the law books, there's two forms of law, okay? Look in Black's Dictionary, okay? That's the law dictionary that the attorneys use, okay? There are two forms of law. There's private law, which is international law or your constitution. It's common law.
Okay, I'm familiar
with that.
That's
private law. Now, you're a private citizen.
I don't know. I just don't like the term citizen. I mean, it's my understanding that citizen connotates a duty of allegiance in return for protection from the government.
No, that's not so.
Okay. Well, I would prefer to just be considered a sovereign.
Well, you are a sovereign.
Okay.
Okay. a sentient citizen, you could say. You are a sovereign. If you're private, you're sovereign.
Okay.
Okay, now there's two forms of law. There's public law and there's private law. Private law is the real law. It's the Constitution. It's internationally understood and accepted. Okay? The public law is what they're turning out tickets and fines and licenses and stuff for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's where your name, this all cap letters and thing comes in, where they are claiming that you are a corporation. You're not really even a person, okay? A person is a fictitious thing. It's not a real thing.
Their definition. I mean, we're talking, you have to understand is there are different definitions of person. I mean, there's the legalese definition and then there's a standard English definition.
Right.
And in all their statutes, which are different from laws, statutes are not laws. Laws are like you say, common law, natural law.
That's correct. Statutes do not affect you and I.
But they affect persons, which are, again, this sort of fake government creation.
Right, but I'm not a person. I'm a man.
When it comes to the cop pulling you over, I mean, they don't know this stuff. So
no, they don't.
How is it that you can dissuade them from, like, hurting you or arresting you? And what are your stories? How do you approach it?
As you said, you know, these are people with guns.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are really good policemen out there that want to do the right thing, and they mm-hmm. think they are doing the right thing, just like you want to do the right thing, so you go buy a hunting and fishing license and all this stuff, okay?
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we're just not educated to know what the real law is.
Right.
But that's why people need to grab their state constitutions. They need to study these things. And the real law is written right there in black and white.
All
so
I've
what
read,
you do when you stop when you get
okay.
stopped by a policeman, you respectfully inform him that you don't have to show your papers, and you wish not to contract with him when he wants to write you a ticket. And you know you're not being a smart aleck, but here's something you can also ask him. You can ask him to prove who he is. See, because he's the servant.
Well,
you're the master. He's the servant.
I'm with you that, as far as I'm concerned, that the cop, if he asks you to show ID, then you should be able to ask him to show ID, too.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that entirely.
Not just ID.
Here's what I don't, about what you're saying, what I have a concern with is that the police officer, essentially you're saying, I don't wish to contract with you. You're saying that every police officer in America knows about this corporate identity thing.
No, I never said that.
If you say that I don't wish to contract with you, well, shut up. Here's your ticket.
See, now, that's the argument that everybody uses, so we all stay fat, happy, and dumb, because
okay.
we're afraid to ask questions back to these people. And you got to quit being afraid of your government. That is our problem, is everybody's been taught to be afraid of government.
Well, I don't consider them my government. I really would rather have nothing to do with them
well,
whatsoever.
Well, me too. I don't want to
let's go with Mark's scenario, Randy. I mean, you sound like somebody's got some experience with this, and I love the idea of asking not just the cops but every bureaucrat questions. The whole idea of asking questions, from what I understand, puts you in the role of the master because it is the master who asks questions.
You're going to go to court, okay? Let's say you
decide
to go to court
there
for
one
your
moment.
Life.
Randy, hang on. Before we go to court, let's go back to what Mark was saying.
Okay.
You suggested some things to say, like I don't want to contract with you, and then ask another question about who he is.
Well, even before you get that far, how do you know who this policeman is? Because he's got a badge and he's got a uniform and he's driving a car with lights on top?
You could ask for a business card. I guess they're supposed to carry business cards.
Well, now see, just like he wants to know who you are, well, who do I know who I'm giving my information to? Maybe you need to prove who you are. Now, according to the Constitution, every Constitution, state Constitution, United States of America Constitution, each public servant takes an oath or affirmation, surety bonded, okay? And we haven't held these servants' feet to the fire. That's where we've gone wrong. Your judge, if you chose to go to court, is your judge a true judge? Has he Has he got a surety bond?
Has he sworn an oath? In fact, we found out that down in Florida, it was actually Jack Thompson, the anti-video game guy, the nut job, that actually did something pro-freedom. He actually found out that there's a bunch of judges down there that haven't even bothered to swear an oath, and they're sitting in courtrooms. So that's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. Now, and that's, see, so he's actually the one breaking the law. And you don't have to go to that court. If that judge is not a true judge, he's not constitutional, he can't do anything to you.
So what have you had happen? I mean, when a cop pulls you over and you say to the cop, first thing, I'm sorry you have to deal with this, but I don't, with all due respect, I don't intend to contract with you, or whatever it is that you say, what's the response been like?
Well, let me tell you what has happened to me.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I haven't been pulled over yet at all. I have gone to a gun show and been confronted by an officer, and I asked him, I said, well, you're claiming to be a police officer. That means you're a public servant. I want to see your oath or affirmation. And he walked off.
Well, like, I mean, he's not going to pull that out of his wallet.
He was somewhat aware that he's in the wrong, and because he probably didn't have his oath.
Are you traveling without government tag or government license?
Yes, I am. I'm traveling with... actually, I have an apostille.
What is that?
Well, I have filed with the state of Kansas an apostille for my reaffirmation. I have a reaffirmation, which is reaffirming that I am a sovereign. I am not a corporate entity, and it's really an interesting document.
So you believe that has resulted in the police leaving you alone?
Well, what I believe is, what I was going to tell you, is that I had, with my apostille number that they gave me, that is filed with the District Court of Kansas. I went ahead and filed it with the U.S. District Court.
Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. I want to find out what that exactly is all about. More in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231 to bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and want to support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. For as little as $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, as well as more internet listeners, bringing them to the show. You can see how we're spending the money, and because it's, again, being reinvested. So head over there to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to Randy for a few more moments here, and we'll continue with the calls. But Randy wanted to get a little bit more information. You mentioned you're somebody who has begun traveling in your car without a government driver's license, without government a government tag. You're saying you've not been pulled over yet. What's the period of time you've been engaging in this activity?
Well, my wife and I just took a wonderful trip from Missouri here up to South Dakota and back. Spent 5 days up in South Dakota.
Is this something you started doing last week, or have you been doing it for a year?
No, I started doing this about a year ago.
Okay, so you've been going. Do you actually have any form of license plate on the car?
Yes.
What do you have?
I had a sign shop make me a license plate that says Missouri at the top, my apostille number, big numbers in the middle, and then on the bottom of that, private.
Now it's this apostille number is some sort of, I mean, I've never actually heard the word before, but I was Googling it a moment ago, and it apparently is some sort of international. It has to do with identification.
Convention of De La Haye, due 5 October 1961, signed by I believe it was President Nixon.
And you got this number from the state
any
of
treaty, our country. That's international law again. That's internationally recognized. That's why our government has to do treaties with other countries. Now, they always try and do end-arounds with our Constitution, but you notice when it comes to really following the law, they still do treaties and stuff the way they're supposed to, because international law won't let them do it any other way. They recognize our Constitution. They do not recognize anything else.
Okay, well, here's what I don't understand. What was the point in going and getting this apostille number? It seems like you're then sort of bowing down before the government and you're granting them some
level of authority.
No,
all that's doing
there.
Is filing with the Secretary of State. Any Secretary of State has the same power as the Secretary of State of the United States of America. Now, they're wearing two different hats up there in Washington, D.C.
So you file for this number, they give it to
what
you.
What I did was I made out an act of state claiming a reaffirmation of character and renunciation of attempted expatriations.
That's
and
very
I filed
confusing.
It legally with them so they can, they, so in their law, in their game, they have to recognize this because it's an act of state. It was done.
What is an act of state? What does that mean? Does that mean like you're basically telling them I am the state of Randy?
An act of state is you, the master, making a declaration. You're telling them what it is.
Yeah, I've actually there's a similar concept at thinkfree.ca. It's a Canadian website with Robert Menard. He calls it like a claim of right, where he basically lays it out there saying I'm free and this is, you know, this is how I'm free and all of that, and you're welcome to rebut it within X amount of days, and if you don't then it stands as true. And there's some debate as to whether or not that's even necessary or something.
Well, yeah, the further I study this stuff, the further I realize we don't even need this if we just start knowing the law.
Right, just
like
asking
you said,
questions.
We made government. Government did not create us. We created government.
Right, if you can sort of view life from that perspective, then you've started off on the right path. And I thank you for the call tonight, Randy. I appreciate the information and the discussion, because I find this all confusing and fascinating all at once.
I'm not sure I find it any less confusing now, though.
No, there's always some new thing that somebody else is adding in there.
You got to contact the Secretary of State aware.
Well, no, it was like he pointed out there at the very end, there are certain things you learn as you're exploring this idea that may or may not necessarily be necessary. And as he pointed out, if you can exist in the paradigm that you're the master, that you are above the state, essentially, and act that way, and never step below the state, always asking questions, never being obedient to them, then all of that stuff is unnecessary, as he points out. And I think that may be true. And again, the more experimentation we have with this, the better. He says he's been traveling around with no government tag on for over a year. And I think that that begs for more experimentation. I think we should have a Shire plate. I think we should have our own private license plates, basically. And I think we should expand on this and see what happens. But let's go to your calls and talk to Steve in Colorado. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've done 5 years of research on this right of free travel. I'm sure you guys know who Officer Jack McClam is.
I think I've heard the name, but don't know much about it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I took back possession of my machine.
The machine
is salvage title. That takes it out of their jurisdiction.
This is the car, you
the
mean?
The allodial title thing?
Yes.
How did you do that?
It's called a salvage title.
Okay. Doesn't that mean that the car's been wrecked?
No, it means that they no longer have jurisdiction over it.
How does one get a salvage title?
You have to find you have to take the certificate of title to a certain office and give them $9.50 or whatever the fee is.
And they'll just hand it. Huh? They just hand it over?
Yes. And then they give you the salvage title, which is indeed the title in fact.
Because a salvage title isn't a certificate of title, because a certificate of title is really not the title, right?
A certificate is essentially a document saying that the title exists and we have it, and here's a certificate to show that we have it.
In other words, the certificate of title is registered with the state.
Yeah.
The de facto state.
How is the salvage title different from the manufacturer's certificate of origin?
The salvage title, I don't know, but let me go on with my explanation.
Okay, go ahead.
Then I looked in Colorado Revised Statutes, Title 42, which is Vehicles and Traffic, and found the information on financial responsibility. and I posted a bond according to their regulations. I placed it in the record and got certified copies out. And then I went to Office Max and I had a tag made up with the receipt number for the bond that I had placed in the record. And that I fly on the back of the machine.
How long have you been going about this?
It must be 3 years.
Have you been pulled over yet?
Yes, I have.
And what happened?
They turned me loose.
What did you say?
Pardon?
What was the conversation like with the cop?
Well, first of all, when he turned on his lights, I told him, you know, it's a vessel now. It's not a vehicle.
Okay.
I turned to the right. I secured the vessel. I pulled the ignition out of the key out of the ignition, threw it on the floor, got out of the car, and locked the door and closed it. Now, I spent 30 minutes in the back of a cruiser handcuffed behind my back.
Mm.
All this information that I just explained to you is posted right above the vessel identification number on the dashboard, the windscreen. And I pointed that out to him, and he went, of course, they handcuffed me, took all my personal possessions out. And, of course, they wrote me a ticket, but they didn't write me a ticket for no driver's license, no proof of insurance, or license plates. And I sent that back to him within 72 hours, and we exchanged a few letters, but there's no warrant out for my arrest, and they didn't get my signature.
Interesting. And why did they let you out of the back of the police car at that point?
Because they had no jurisdiction.
Now, when you sent back the letter, were you asking for them to show you proof of claim, to show you that you had actually agreed to their silly little rules? Was that where you were coming from with that?
Well, I sent the ticket back within the allotted 72 hours allowed by law.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have my signature. So there's no contract, implied or expressed.
Interesting. And they haven't bugged you since then, huh?
No, they can't.
Where can people go to learn more about what you did? Because there's so many different ideas out there, and people really need to think about these things.
Well, a friend of mine said I ought to write a book or something.
You should, and if you do, get back in touch with us, because people need to know about all this. I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. The lack of a good clearinghouse for this information.
You notice how he didn't call it a car or an automobile or a motor vehicle, because apparently they believe that those are legal terms.
Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
It's a...